If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Third and 10. Four-man rush. It's Goff throwing over the middle, and it's picked off! Jeremy Chinn! And Washington will be going to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years!
Ooh, that brings back chills. I'm going through the forward here of JP's book, Faith Restored. And Joe Theismann does the my quarterback. He did the forward, and he recalls a story and about the chant, "We Want Dallas," in the most, well, the single most exciting sporting event that I've ever been a part of as a fan, a player, a reporter, whatever. It was the January 22nd, 1983, Cowboys, burgundy and gold. And that's the moment, and that's what we, those of us sports fans, were in this thing and for these moments. And there were moments in 71, 72, for those of you who were there, when Walt Garrison was stopped on the one-yard line, or when we had the chance there and we ran 70, 50 gut seven straight times, or all these memories that go on, that Ovi in the goal scoring a goal, or the Nats, you know, winning a championship, and watching the greatness that prevailed over those championship teams. The Wizards and Wes Unseld, all of us that were there, this is what it's all about, being able to cherish those moments. We had moments last year, and the Commanders, they fulfilled, man. They did. They stepped up. They got the job done, and they provided us with some moments that many of us will never, ever forget. And now the question is that, how do we get more of those? And are we in line for it? Based on, we know it's not free. It's not automatic. You don't just show up and people get out the way. They make the schedule tougher for you. They make you tough. So you got to go through a tougher road, a tougher neighborhood to get to where you want to get to. And then you get some nicks. And we've had some nicks. We've had them. There's a hell of a lot of people had them. The 49ers have had just as many injuries, if not more. All right. Now you can say that, well, it wasn't the quarterback was out. Purdy was out. They got the job done. You can say injuries all you want, but I don't really want to hear it. Do it on another day part. Luke in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc.
Happy holidays.
Again. Steve season again. Yeah. I obviously, the playoffs, but to be honest, I think if we're going to look more deep dive in it,
yeah,
how about week five against the Chargers?
Yep.
Because if you really think about it, that was the peak of our season this year. They had
two of their offensive linemen that were did not play. There was not a fully turbo jet Charger team, and you beat them, and you rose to the occasion. What's your point?
But what I really loved about that was what you brought up yesterday about running the damn football.
Yeah, well, they don't do that. That's not going to do that. I can't make them do that.
I get that, but like, why couldn't they do what they when in that game, Bill had over 100 yards, man.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we do that every single day? That's what really got me this season, man. Because like, Bill literally, he was running the damn football all game that game.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that the whole season, man?
Luke, if I could help you with that, don't you think I would have solved the problem by now?
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, that's why I want Cliff. I mean, He's a nice guy, like you said yesterday.
He's a great guy. He's a hell of a coach.
But I want him to get a job as a head coach somewhere and flourish. Hopefully, God forbid Dallas, God forbid New York.
Well, no, Dallas has got a good coach. Schottenheimer did one heck of a job.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, they tapped our tail twice.
Yeah.
So
they sure did.
Yeah, they're fine, and their quarterback is all pro. He's making $60 million a year, and he's earned worth every penny of it. And we could not stop them. Okay.
I would love JD to be just as good as Dak. If he's just as good as Dak but have Super Bowls, I mean, I've been meaning to say this to people. If Dak was not under Jerry Jones, he would be a multiple.
Oh yeah, like no question.
He would win multiple rings.
I agree with you. Luke, let me just say this to you, brother, and I appreciate your call and Happy New Year to you. We're on the same page. I can't answer your question because I don't have the control or power to do it. If I did, I would handle it in 10 seconds. Believe me, I would do it in 10 seconds. We're going to Virginia on our next stop. Kevin, welcome to the G&D program.
Hey, Doc. How you doing? Thanks for
And I feel royalty because it's like, I got them working for me, right? And I'm sitting here like, and Toby, he's the luckiest guy in the world because he got me working for him. And this is a hell of a program we got going on here. And then I just picked up a copy of Faith Restored. And my boy JP Flame knocked this. He told me he was going to give me one. I wouldn't have forced him to do it, but he did it. And now I'm reading about our past, and I see JD5 on the cover. And it's got me excited going into a new year. But I know that we've got to make some changes. I just don't know who's going to make them. That's my deal. So, Kevin, out in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with your question about what do we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to go with our strength.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What's the strength of this team right now? The offensive line.
Oh, no question.
Which means we were able to run the ball when we committed to it this year.
Yep.
And I think this is counterintuitive. I know we should draft the kid out of Notre Dame, Jeremiah Love.
You read my mind. Oh, no, you're listening. Did you hear us on Burgundy and Gold today? Please tell me you did.
I can't.
You didn't?
Can't say.
Okay, let's do this though.
I went to Notre Dame. So
the producer, Anthony Haney. Anthony Haney is here today. He's working on this program. Okay, Anthony Haney, please step to the microphone. Mr. Haney, are you at the microphone?
I'm here.
Did you hear what Kevin in Virginia just said?
In terms of committing to
who we should draft.
Oh, and drafting
Jeremiah. And what did
Love?
I say on our show?
You said, what did we say?
Yeah, what did you hear me say about Jeremiah Love?
Oh, you're definitely intrigued.
No question.
Yeah.
So Kevin and I are on the same page.
Yep.
That I would run out the building with that young man. I'd need an armored truck to bring him in. The question is, though, they'd waste his time if he was here because he wouldn't get the ball.
He can catch, though. They could make him a wideout.
Well, you're right.
Plays.
You make a good point.
He's very versatile.
You're right. You know what? You are absolutely right. He is the delight to my eyes. Kevin, we can do... Promise me that if by some miracle that would have happened, that you holler back at me.
I will.
All right,
sure.
Good deal. I appreciate
go
it.
Go Irish.
All right, thank you. Well, they got to be in the tournament, and we could say go Irish, but they're not in the tournament. But I love what they have because they're like the mob. They don't need the tournament. They got their own tournament. Go on with your bad self. They're on national TV every game. Every game. Conference, they don't need one. They don't need one. They do their thing. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at them because the NCAA, in my opinion, they deserve them. They have created this mess, and they ought to live with it. Just have to live with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Is anybody checked on Toby? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's wrapping up his obligations with the old college football basketball.
Program. Is that he's double dipping.
He's double dipping a little bit. Making money from two different places at the same time.
Hey folks, it's America. Okay? Give him his props. Why don't we take a quick break? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And where do you stand on this? Highlights from 2025, prospects for 2026. What do you want to see change? Oh, we can take a call? Okay, good. I was waiting on a command, but Anthony, I don't know, he must be on his phone. Peter in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to G&D, man, with DOC.
Hey, Doc. I love you, buddy. Listen, Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year.
Wish you nothing but health and wealth, brother, because you deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. I hope it works.
It will. Listen, you know, I just want to make – everybody talks about we got to run the ball.
Right.
We were actually third in the league rushing the ball. So we were pretty good at rushing the ball. The trouble is we were down 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, almost in every game it seemed like.
That's a good point.
Defense was so bad.
That's a good point.
And you know, you can't run the ball when they know, you know, you're down 2 touchdowns. You got to pass. So, and look, that just happened. That's the past. But the future is bright for me. I don't care what anybody says. I've been around, just like you said, Doc, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm your age. You know, I've been through all the good and bad.
Yeah.
And I'll never leave this team and this organization. D.C. is my hometown.
I'm with you.
And so, but next year, I would love to have that wide receiver or that running back. This is every team now that does really well. They got that super running back in the backfield that, man, once he gets rolling, you might boggle him up for half, but he's going to get a big one. We need that guy. And see, a couple years ago, the running backs, they're not that good. They're not that important. Bull. Ask John Riggins about a running back. Ask all the boys that you played with about running backs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is really important for a team to be physical, especially in our division. We need to be physical. We need to kick ass every day. And that's what you mean. I know a lot of people, that's what they mean, running the ball. But it's hard to run the ball when you're down 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, so, well, you know, if you – and I get you on that. We're not always ahead, but it helps your defense a heck of a lot. And our strength was the Fab Five, which I refer to as our offensive line. Our big physical freaks, and we have 8 of them. We have depth. It was our deepest position, in my opinion, is our offensive line.
Yeah.
We had a guy that started in a Super Bowl as a champion on the bench.
Yeah.
We were loaded. We don't go to it because the guy in charge chooses not to do it.
I agree with that 100%.
So what are you going to do? And since he controls everything and answers to no one, apparently, we're stuck. So what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do when you can't control the outcome of a situation?
Well,
you deal with it.
I tell you what they got to do for Dan Quinn. If he better take control of the team or he won't have a team.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. I appreciate you calling, Peter. It's interesting. Look, man, if you can figure this out more so than I have been able to do it, holler at me. 1-800-636-1067. This is not even complicated to me. I just don't know who's in charge. I don't know who's going to make somebody adhere to a principle or a style. How do you get that done? If it's not being done the way you want it to be done, how do you bring about change? I'll ask my esteemed panel behind me, how do you make the change? How do you get an action out of a part of your team? And see the crickets. Nobody says anything. So with that, we'll go to break. And we'll see, maybe we come back. Maybe they'll find the manhood when we come back. Stay with us.
The
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.